It's that time of year again, the first of the year, time when your everything starts off fresh. And so the best way to get things going is to set a goal, or two goals, or five, or 15, or 100. Just set the goals, and how to set those goals correctly is what we're going to talk about this week on Podcast Dojo, episode 25. Master the art of the podcast. It's Podcast Dojo! Hey there, everybody. Hello, and welcome to Podcast Dojo, the show that each week inspires those wanting to start a podcast, to find their passion, and start recording, coach those recording to master their niche, and to cheer the podcasting community on as podcasting grows more and more popular each and every day. I am your host, Brian, and thank you for, again, stopping by and listening to yet another episode, and I hope Hopefully we can get you up and recording if you are looking at actually starting a podcast, or or if you're already podcasting, to help maybe get something tweaked and just get a couple more listeners out of the crowd. So thanks again for stopping by and listening. So this week, big thing I'm really wanting to talk about is goal setting, and not so much. It's mostly about how to set up a goal. We're gonna talk a little bit about why you want to set a goal, and we're gonna touch on also what happens if you don't complete goals. Because honestly, a lot of people start goals and they don't complete goals, and that's why they've sworn off of goals. We're not goal setting anymore because it just doesn't work. Well, there's a lot of reasons as to why goals fail, and we'll go ahead and we'll start right there. With goals, there is a lot of times people just don't follow through. I'm sure you probably remember back in high school hearing your basketball coach say, "You've got to follow through. It's all in the follow through," and that is true. Even in setting a goal, it is all about following through on what you're wanting to actually aim for. You can sit there and set lofty goals or even simple goals and not even attain the simple goals. As simple as being, I want to walk around the park once this year. Well, if you don't go to the park, you're never going to make it around the park. You've got to follow through. You've got to try to aim. If you're going to set that goal, that's something you want to aim for. That's something you actually want to. It needs to be something that you know is going to first mesh with what you want to accomplish in the big picture of things. So you actually, when setting goals, it's not just, I want to walk around the park, even though you live out in the middle of the country and there's not a park within 50 miles of you. It's going to be a little tough for you to walk around the park unless that's just something you have always wanted and you want to walk around a park and figure out what the big deal is about walking around a park. And if it's something that you truly, and so those goals need to be something that you're truly wanting to improve on. To do a goal that just kind of is on a whimsy, you're not really going to make it quite so well. But if it's something that you know that is driving you, and this is a piece to that drive to attain a particular vision that you have, then goals are great for that. And you're more likely to actually want to even try following through with those goals that you set if it is a goal that is specifically tailored to your vision. So, but there's a lot of times that goals won't work. And that's even if there are there's something that you truly are wanting. If you're as broke as a church mouse, you're not going to. You can aim at making $100 million this year. There is a possibility. God love the capitalistic economy to allow you to even have to go to that area where I want to be make $100 million this year. You've got that opportunity, but is it a realistic goal? Well, no, not really. Especially if you don't have an idea or a plan. And so if you're wanting to make a goal, and especially a big goal, it doesn't matter that you've got a goal of making $100 million. You need to probably set up intermediary goals that you hit along the way, little mile markers. Hey, we're right on track. We're running behind. We're getting there. We're not getting there. I need to make more money out of here, less money out of there, because that's not bringing anything in. And those little intermediary goals will help you to achieve the big goal. And so there's little, you can do steps with it. You can have goals within a goal. That's absolutely okay. And that's part of making a plan that will actually help you to become successful in achieving whatever goal, or achieving and surpassing, which is still also way okay. So when you look at your goals and you sit down and you think of what your goals are, all right, great. The goals are good goals. Okay. They're realistic. They're plans that are set out in there. We're all set, ready, raring to rip, right? So why do a lot of people still fail at those goals? They have them planned out. Well, they may not. A lot of times they lose the focus of what they're wanting to go for, or their intentions completely change. Your thoughts of, hey, I'm going to make $100 million, goes to, wow, I've got a new baby. I've got to deal with this. I've got to deal with the rugrat first. Because if I don't, this curtain climber is going to eat me out of house and home. So we need to focus in and make sure the child is, you know, that newborn is happy and content and raised up and becomes a very productive citizen of society. Make sure that that child is brought up healthy and happy and survives childhood. And that's what parental goals are. And that there's a goal. That's a long-term goal right there. That's an 18-year goal right there. That each year has you've got little intermediary sub-goals. The child lift. Yes, all right, we're still on track. So blow up the house. Nope. All right, good. We're still on track. Got all four limbs. Well, came close once, but yeah, still on track. But a lot of times there's those little unexpected life happens things that keep people from being able to achieve, or they see just a little bitty pothole and blow it completely out of proportion. So all of a sudden they've got a problem of, oh, great, I just lost my job. How am I supposed to be able to make any money? And using that as a negative and taking that little problem and turning that pothole in life and turning it into the Grand Canyon and making it this giant insurmountable problem, when all actuality, pivot. And all of a sudden, instead of trying to walk straight across the Grand Canyon, yeah, you may have to walk around, but you can still get to the other side. It just may take a little longer. You have to adjust. You have to, as I said, pivot or turn, make an adjustment. So how are you supposed to set up your goals for success? It's a lot easier said than done. I mean, you can always, everybody says, oh yeah, setting up goals, you just do this, da, 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 da. And you're right. It's very easy to set a goal. Like I look at last year. Last year I had, I don't know, probably 10 goals that I had set for myself. You know how many I actually completed? I'm not 100%. I decided not to check because I don't believe I completed a single one. I don't think I accomplished anything last year. Now, is that a failure? I can take it as a failure, but I also learned some stuff from not completing those goals. And that is, it is very easy to get sidetracked. It is very easy to throw up your hands and go, I can't do it because I've got this insurmountable pothole in the way. I didn't podcast for darn near 6 months because I had this, what I viewed as an insurmountable pothole, when all actuality, it was a divot. I saw a problem that could have been viewed as minuscule, and I let it completely derail my whole ideas and goals and aspirations for this show. So there's nothing wrong with getting derailed and even failing. As long as you've learned something from that fail, it's not a failure. Now, if you go off and give up, then yeah. And that's why I say, yeah, it's kind of a failure because I kind of gave up for a bit. Now, many goal setters will go off and set objectives like quitting smoking. And I'll have a plan. They'll just, okay, well, I'm not going to smoke anymore. They'll take that pack, throw it out the window, or throw it in the trash, take everything, throw it out, and sit there and just sweat it out. And they'll be taking that pencil and they'll be tapping it on the table and they'll be chewing on it and they'll chew through 37 pens in a week and just they got blue around the lips because they punctured the ink well and they're nervous wreck and they used to say tell them a good joke and they snap at you and they can be horrendously terrible. Going through nicotine withdrawals is, oh my God. You have more fun pulling your toenails out by hand than going through nicotine withdrawals. Unless you have a plan and you can quit, because I have. I've been smoke-free for 2 years now. Woohoo! I have been, well, yeah, and nicotine-free for 2 years now. Back on January 5th was my 2-year anniversary for being completely nicotine-free, which means I don't use the vapor, the e-cigs or the vapor pipes or anything like that. Because I can actually kind of consider people cheating when they go, well, I quit smoking and puff out this big old vapor cloud of nicotine. It's like you replaced an addiction with an addiction. It's like people who used to quit smoking by taking up dipping or chewing snuff or chewing tobacco, you know. Going from one tobacco product to another tobacco product doesn't mean you quit the tobacco product. But if you have a set of goals and you have a plan, and that plan for me when quitting smoking was, all right, I found out that you could actually do patches and gum or lozenges at the same time. And I decided to take the patch and the lozenge route. And so I set a date. That last night, I sat there and I smoked away like I was going out, like everything was going out of style. I was getting that last little bit of carcinogenic heaven in my in my lungs, enjoying every sweet inhale and exhale. And then, as I decided, all right, it's time to go to bed, I put out the cigarette and called it a night by putting on a patch. So that way I had that nicotine already kind of flowing in the system. I wasn't having to, you know, get the jitters and Jones for a cigarette while everything was trying to build up in the system. And then as I woke up and I did my thing, I mean, it was definitely a little bit of an adjustment not having a cigarette with the coffee. But I was prepared for those times whenever I needed a cigarette. I had my little tube of lozenges, and I'd take one of the lozenges out, and they said just kind of roll around your mouth. I found that if I stuck it under my tongue, which is kind of a large disc, but still, if you stuck it under your tongue, I could get that nicotine lozenge to last for an hour. And just sit there, and it would go from one side of my tongue to the other side, and, you know, from time to time, just swap it back. And it lasted a long while. It fixed the issue that I was having. I knew I was going to have. I saw that pothole of the desire of the needing a cigarette because of low nicotine levels. So I kept on, I kept the lozenges all the way through. I had the lozenges all the way up till 2 weeks after I had my last patch. And I didn't even need them all through that whole 2 weeks because there was just, I think there was one time I threw one in and that was it. And I went down the steps. I went ahead and started at the highest level and worked down. And then 3 months, I was nicotine. I was cigarette free. I considered myself completely cigarette free. And then nicotine free was, I started on October 5th. And I finished up my whole program on January 5th. And that was I was successful with that by goals. Knowing that, hey, I'm going to have this problem. I need to make sure that I'm prepared for that problem. And so I was successful on setting that goal and achieving that goal. It also helps when you're setting up your goals to do it smart. Now, everybody here has heard of the SMART. Now, I like the SMART method of goal setting. And SMART is actually an acronym for specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound, or results-focused and time-bound. Now, the S, or specific, is basically, what specifically do you want to achieve? You could say, podcasting-wise, let's see, I want to double my audience. Okay. Or Twitter-wise, I want to double my audience. Well, you know, or grow my audience. Let's actually, let's even get broader. Because some people will say, I'm going to grow my audience. Okay. Well, you can have one new listener come on. All right. Congratulations. You achieved your goal. And yeah, all right, good job. You achieved it. That wasn't a very hard thing to do. You're going to grow your audience as you go along. So that's kind of a given. Now, if you want to, what you want to do is you want to challenge yourself. Kind of gamify it would be another way of looking at it. And be a little more specific. I want to grow my audience by 200 listeners and do it by July 17th at 2:30 p.m. Well, there you go. Now that's very specific. You can know exactly down to the minute when you're going to need to, where you are. This helps you be able to know what is the key point. You can say, "Hey, I'm going to travel to the West Coast." Okay. Well, where are you going? I'm going to head west. I don't know until it hits wherever it is I want to go. Well, where does it want to go? You've got to find that, you know, you got to have that specific. You got to mark that spot on the map. Your map, and your map is your goals. And it needs to be measurable. So instead of saying, I'm going to grow my audience. Well, that doesn't tell you anything. Again, it kind of ties in with specific in that it doesn't tell you anything. You want to have either a yes, no. Did you buy that piece of equipment that you wanted to buy, that specific piece of equipment, that ATR 2100. Did you buy that ATR 2100 by January 17th? No, then you didn't attain that goal. That is measurable. Either yes or no, one or zero. Or I am going to have 2,000 new followers by the end of this, by December 31st, 2015. Okay. There you go. You now know that if you divide that out by 12 months, you know how many new followers you or listeners you have come December 31st, 2015. And it needs to be attainable. Again, that goes back to that $100 million goal. Yeah, okay, you can do it, but it's not really all that realistic. It's really kind of hard to attain that. I'm going to land on the moon. Yeah, I don't see that happening. It possible. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you can build your own rocket and forego all the regulations that the FCC makes and just launch yourself up into space and land on the moon. And okay, but it's really not that attainable. And so it's really not that good of a goal. Now, results focused. Again, this helps with and the means of hitting milestones. All right. You need to have, say, 10. You're going to grow your audience by 1,200 listeners by the end of this year. means you need to have 10 new listeners every month. Well, you can look it up and go, hey, yeah, we've got about 10 new listeners. I've got information on 10 new people that joined up. I've got their names and email address and who they are and their one of their favorite meals are, whatever. You know, you've got information. You got points that say, yes, I have grown my audience by this. I've got 10 data points showing that I've gotten that I'm growing. And it needs to be time bound. To say I'm going to have $100 million or I'm going to make $1,000. Okay. Good. Yeah, you're probably going to make $1,000. It might take you, 20 years or it might take you 2 weeks. But a dream is nothing more than a goal with a deadline or a I screwed that all up. A goal is nothing more than a dream with a, sorry, Napoleon Hill. Yeah. A goal is nothing more than a dream with a time, with a deadline is how that actually goes. So you got to put a deadline on there. A deadline actually does a lot mentally for you to be able to decide, hey, I need to get this done. Starts creating a sense of urgency. That deadline works. A lot of copywriters will tell you, hey, this offer is only good for 2 weeks and then it's gone for good. Well, that's that deadline trigger that gets set off in your brain, in everybody's brain. And they're, oh no, after that, it's done. It's got, and set up a deadline. Hey, I've got to get this done by this point. And if I don't, then, we're in trouble. So what are some podcast specific goals? So maybe you're having some issues coming up with some podcast goals, and man, it's possible. I mean, first couple times I tried creating goals, I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. What do you mean goals? Well, buying a piece of equipment is usually a really good one. If you know you need to improve something, say you're going to buy a Heil PR40 and the boom arm and the shock mount and the whole shebang that goes with it. All right. Well, you're going to have to set up some cash to be able to buy all that equipment. Cause I mean, those piles are, $300 microphones. The boom arm itself is like $150. And I think the shock mount's an extra $100. So there's a good chunk of change you're going to have to cough up. So you're going to have to find a way of being able to set aside that money and save it so that you can actually get that microphone that you're wanting, that piece of equipment. Another one is maybe starting out doing the free angle, which, I mean, free's okay, it works, but you might want to start looking at stepping up your game a little bit. And so, say, come by May 15th, I'm going to transfer all my stuff over to a paid hosting service so that everything stays up and is fast for my listeners. They can listen, they can download, they can do everything they want to do with my media so that they can consume it however they want to be able to listen to it. So you may upgrade in your hosting plan so that you're actually on a paid media service instead of going for free. Or you may want to grow your audience by 500 people, which is it's doable. It means you have to really work on your show, the quality of your content, getting out there, talking to people about what your content is and meeting everybody and letting them know and informing people that, hey, there's this actual podcast out there dealing with this actual thing that you like talking about. And it's done by me. So it's good. I know it's good. And proven to them that, and actually carrying through and showing, hey, yeah, it really is true. I really do actually care about this topic. But whatever goals you end up setting, you want to make sure that you have, make sure that you make it a challenge. It's easy to go, all right, well, I'm going to grow my audience by December 10th. Oh, please. That's not a challenge. Make it your immune system is a good example. You've got to stress it. You have to stress your immune system for it to become stronger. You have to stress your muscles for them to become stronger. You have to stress yourself. Now, not to where you're getting heart palpitations and going into anxiety attacks type of stress. But no, just a little bit of pressure is what changes coal into a diamond. So you want a little bit of pressure. You want to be able to know that, hey, I've got to get this done. This is what I need to do. This is what I want to do. And yeah, let it keep you up at night a little bit. Now, don't be losing a whole heap and lot of sleep. I mean, if you're used to sleeping 8 hours a night and this is keeping you up and you're only getting 6 hours a night every so often, okay, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, if all of a sudden you're getting an hour and a half a night because you're sweating about this, then you've taken it too far. Step back. It's not that important. It's not dependent upon whether or not your child is going to live or not. Unless it is, and then you need to contact the authorities or the doctor or whatever it is and get help. So go for a challenge. And I've got some challenges. I've got four goals that I've specific. I've dropped it from having 10, 15 goals like that I did last year to just four. I've got four specific smart goals. The first one is I'm going to have four products designed and ready to go by noon on June 15th. I'm going to make Podcast Dojo a weekly show again. So far, so good this second week. Woohoo! I am going to grow my Twitter followers to 3,996 followers. And what that is 2,000 additional followers that's the number I had 1,996 followers on January 1st. So I'm going to add 2,000 new followers. That is what I want to do by 5 o'clock. Oh, and I see. And I'm also adding Podcast Dojo's Twitter account. I want to grow it by 500 by 11:59 p.m. by the last minute of December 31st, 2015. And then I've got the pie in the sky that I know I can reach if I bear down and I try to get it. This is that stressor that I was just talking about. The one that I'm going to get it going. I've got to get it done. The other goals are kind of all tied in to this one. And that is, I am going to make $20,000 this year because of Podcast Dojo. It is a big challenge. It is reachable. It is doable. And I'm going to take a swing at it. And that's that one right there is, I'm like, oh, crud, I hope I can do this. I know I can do this. And so those are my four specific goals that I have for Podcast Dojo itself. So, yeah, it does mean I'm going to start monetizing, which is what the four different products are about. So, anyhow, now let's go on to something a little different. We've got some podcasting news. Actually, a good bit of podcasting news. I was out and didn't talk at all about Adam Carolla and his thing, which, I mean, it's done. I haven't talked about, didn't talk about Serial, which it's done. And there's some very key points that I may address next week about Serial. But some things that have happened here just very recently that are very time sensitive, so to speak, is the podcast awards are open. Ding, ding, ding. January 19th. Yep. The doors have been open. It's time for you to start rousing up the troops, and let's get a nomination out there. So I've got links to the Podcast Awards site so you can actually start nominating your favorite show. Since I'm just starting, I'm not even going to try to push this year. Next year, Katie, bar the door. I am going to get myself one on that one. But another really cool thing, and it's actually getting me to where I might just have to try to find a way of getting over to New Media Expo, but Adam Carolla is keynoting the New Media Expo this year, which is sweet, awesome, and really neat. And so New Media Expo, obviously, as y'all know, or at least I'm hoping that you know, but if not, moved to from early January, which everybody was relieved that it moved because it's just come right out of Christmas and just a hard time to get anything going, and moved it to running with the National Broadcasting Show in the National Broadcasters Association or something like that. Anyhow, I haven't. Anyhow, it's going to be huge, and it starts on April 13th, my birthday, to April 16th. And so that was a funny way of saying my birthday. So, but anyhow, so there's a lot of people going to be there, and it's actually might be beneficial for you to go because heck, it's a great meeting time, great time to meet everybody. So, and now lastly, I have got folks, ladies, gentlemen, you with the earbuds in your ear doing the dishes. Yes, yes, you. Like to introduce you to our very first call-in. Now, I already called up John Morgan of the Let's Talk Metal Detecting and Treasure Hunting because he actually had done this back on September 30th. I mean, that's a long time ago. And I had done the pod fade thing, and I felt like a heel. And so I called John up, and I talked to him, and I gave him the answer that he is asking. And I'm fixing a play for you here real quick. And I'm done a little bit of editing on his deal because he gives out some personal phone numbers and things like that. And I really don't want to go off and share that with everybody because I didn't ask his permission to give all that information out. But he wanted to anyhow. Let me go ahead and here we go. We'll play the audio.
Hey Brian, this is John Morgan with Let's Talk Metal Detecting and Treasure Hunting, which is a podcast also. I wondered, what are you using now on your podcast as far as microphone and are you using a microphone right into the Roland recorder with a 1/8 inch TRS male to XLR female with the ATR 2100? Because it's sounding really good since you got off of that mixer, and I was just kind of wondering.
Okay, so how do I have my setup now? Because if you've listened to like the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, a lot of the early episodes of Podcast Dojo, there was a lot of a different sound to it, as you noticed. And all of a sudden, it got a lot clearer, and you don't have the and all the other weird crackles and noises that were going on. And what I ended up doing is I knocked the excess out, to put it bluntly, and put it as fine and or as level as I possibly can. I have a technically a 4-piece setup for my recording right now. I have my microphone, and it's an XLR microphone, which is the big round clip that's got the 3 holes in it, so that for the 3 prongs. Anyhow, that plugs in, and it runs down to it's an XLR. We got about a 6-foot cord that's goes XLR to a 1/4 inch tippering sleeve, TRS end. From there, I went ahead and I just added an adapter down to an 1/8 inch. And an 1/8 inch, it goes into I've got it going into the mic port on my Roland R-05. And then I have my headphones plugged into the headphone jack. And if you go to podcastdojo.com/025, you'll actually see a picture of everything I use on this very recording right here. And ignore how dirty the mic stand is. It's she's well loved. So so anyhow, yeah, there you go. Don't laugh directly into a microphone. But anyhow, that's exactly all I've got set. I can adjust my gain through the input controls. I'm able to listen and monitor my sound through the headphone jack, and It works. It works great. The only thing I have to learn now is to keep my distance from the microphone. I'm working on that because if you'll notice, when I first started, I sounded a lot like this. And that's that proximity effect. And as I keep talking, my back can't handle the hunched over sensation. So I start straightening myself out and I get to the point where I actually sound pretty decent. I sound all right. I'm not, you know, don't have the proximity effect. I'm about a hand's width away from the end of the microphone, and I'm talking basically not directly into it, but across it, and using my, you know, the proper mic technique stuff. So, yay! So, but anyhow, folks, that's one of the big things that's a... Oh, I love my daughter. So, but anyhow, one of the best practices. Sorry. I am talking to you. There's no, you're not listening with anybody else, so I'm talking to you. And so, got to get back into the habit of talking directly to you. Don't pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. So anyhow, I want to thank you personally for taking the time out of your day to listen, whether you're driving down the road or wanting to take a nap. There's a lot of other choices of shows you could listen to, and you chose mine, and I'm humbled by that. And I thank you for continuing to give me a chance to see when I screw up and fall on my face. So, and when that happens, you can definitely poke me in the back and go, ho, 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 and I'll deserve it. But if you are wanting to start a podcast up, and you've got your ideas, or if you're needing help with an idea, give me a call, leave a message, I'll get back to you, and I'll help walk you through, get everything set up. When a couple of the products get going, I will also get a list put together when things get a little closer to people who want to beta test a couple of the products that I'm going to be doing. So keep an eyeball on that and keep your ear to the proverbial dial. And I'll let you know if you have any questions or want to try to get a hold of me, go to podcastdojo.com/contact us. And why I said us, I don't know, but it is contact us @ and you can get a hold of me. Got several different ways you can, as easy as just filling out a little form and pressing send, and I'll get it from there, or to making a phone call or shooting me an email personally. Lots of different ways you can get a hold of me, lots of different ways that you can follow me on social media. All that can be found over at podcastdojo.com. I want to thank you again. You have yourself a great, wonderful day, and now go tell the world who you are.
Hey Rolling Podcast Network, HeyRolling.com.
Yeah!